Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.
Today I'm looking at the topic, preparing your child for marriage. One of the most frustrating areas with which parents must deal is that of guiding their children in the area of dating. In a day when young people look upon dating as a social must, and when both parents and teenagers consider it as a mark of maturity, it has acquired a significance for young people that's all out of proportion to its true value. When you add the natural emotional feelings that your children have, you find that dating can be a source of real conflict and antagonism within the home. When you attempt to restrict or to regulate your children, you find that this becomes a source of bitterness. Nevertheless, it's your responsibility to guide your children here. Far too many young people have seen their lives ruined because of the failure of their parents to give them proper guidance. Many young people have been brought face to face with decisions they weren't old enough to handle because their parents had given them poor or wrong guidance. You need to guide them wisely because preparation for dating is preparation for marriage. Many of the social practices that your children follow as they date will carry over into their marriages later on. I pointed out yesterday that the primary decision that you need to make is the determination of your child's maturity. Only when your children are old enough to show good judgment should you allow them to date. And to help avoid conflicts in the home, you should make that clear to them long before they ever face the prospect of dating. But assuming that you've made the decision and that your child is old enough to begin dating, what other guidelines should you follow as you prepare for the occasions? It's almost trivial to mention, but I should point out here that you should know all the details of the date. You should know who your child will be dating, where they'll be going, who will be providing the transportation. If your child is vague about these things, see that he or she finds out. If you have any doubts about a situation, check with some of the other parents whose children plan to attend. This is not a question of your not trusting your child. It's a matter of maintaining a mutual understanding in the home. More problems occur because of misunderstandings than for any other cause. You have an obligation to check the details out so that you can give your child any guidance that you feel is necessary. For those of you with daughters, another precaution that you should take is to insist on meeting the boy your daughter will date. If you can have a few minutes for friendly conversation, this will allow you to let him know what your standards are. You can let him know when your daughter should be home. You can let him know that you know where they'll be going and that you expect him to notify you if any changes come up in the evening's plans. This brief meeting also allows you the opportunity of sizing up the kind of boy that your daughter is dating. Now, it's dangerous, of course, to base your opinion on such a brief meeting, but still, there are some things you can spot in a short time. You can check out his general appearance, whether or not he smokes, his courtesy, his politeness, the general impression he makes. Taking the time to do this is an important step as you guide the social development of your daughter. Remember, you're concerned with preparing your children for marriage. Wise counsel and guidance now, during the time when they're dating, can help them avoid problems that might rush them into an early marriage or into a marriage to the wrong person. It's your responsibility as parents to help your children in this important area of their lives.
You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.